WJQM, DeForest Madison. Every morning. Krista and the Morning Rush.
I wore my suede boots.
Very nice.
There they
hold
are.
On. Can you do that? Can you do that again? Put your leg up there. Those are the over-the-knee boots.
Yeah,
one more time.
You guys,
if you really want
okay,
to.
Okay, listen, here we go.
All right, come on. One more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys are dumb.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to Krista in the Morning Rush on your Thursday. Happy to be hanging out with you. You have many options to choose and you choose to hang out with us, so we so appreciate your time. How's it going, guys?
Oh, good.
Oh, sounds defeated.
Oh, I'm fine. I just went car shopping yesterday.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Did you pick one yet?
Yeah, I think I landed on one. I just need to go back and negotiate.
Oh.
That's the best part of car shopping.
I can go negotiate with you.
Are you a good car negotiator?
Nobody has a bat.
I'm just a good negotiator in general.
Oh, you are?
He has a bat.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a bat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, see. But I think it'll be nice. I do need a new car because my brakes are about, they're gone.
Yeah.
I felt unsafe driving the 40-second commute I have to work.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, you could have walked.
You could have.
I could have walked very easily, but I was running late. I almost didn't get here by 5:15, guys.
Well.
Krista, you look good. Look at you in the leather.
Thanks, honey.
Do you have lace under that, by the way?
No, I don't have lace.
Oh, okay. Krista.
That's adorable.
We were just hoping and imagining.
You know, I thought you'd be all leather and lace today.
Adorable. Well, I don't know. Maybe the under-mentionables.
How are you?
Yeah, I have girl talk today. I'm going to Monroe. I've never been to Monroe.
Ooh, cheese factory.
But it's like an hour drive, I guess.
Yeah, she's
so
like,
I'll be listening
to
you guys the entire time.
It's not good.
You're hilarious.
You don't want to do that.
Well, whatever. Yeah. I love you.
Monroe, Wisconsin is actually the only place in Wisconsin where there is still a master cheesemaker.
That's
really
awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Make sure you go. If you want to pick, there's a little cheese house in Monroe. It's like a little brick building.
Maybe I'll stop by.
Yeah. If you want to pick us up some cheese, I could use the chocolate cheese.
Ooh, chocolate cheese.
Now, you know it's a real good cheese house if it's spelled H-A-U-S.
E.
If it's...
It's got an E at the end.
Yeah, but if it's spelled H-O-U-S-E, then it's not a good cheese house.
Is it not German?
Yeah, you got to get the ones that spelled
cheese house.
House, the cheese house.
If I have time, but I do have a dental appointment at 1, so we will see.
Look at you adulting.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the second time I've had to reschedule it.
Oh, speaking of adulting, I also need to get pre-approved for a car loan today. There's nothing more adult than that.
Yeah, that's...
I'm excited for you.
Except for like putting a lien on your house.
All aboard the struggle bus.
Man. Oh, God, I hate
it. Nothing like owning your life forever.
I just hate buying cars. Anyway.
I enjoy them.
But no. This is my life.
That's your life.
What's up with you guys?
What's up with you, Mr. Shady? You went to Chi-Town yesterday.
Yeah, I did. And then I went and helped somebody move into UIC. And then after that, I was in Chi-Town. And I was supposed to have a friend come from the train from Michigan. I was already in Chicago and it was like 5 p.m. So I just drove the extra hour, so didn't have to worry about the train. So
nice.
Brought a friend into town.
Okay,
so
good.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Lots of drive. I think I did like a total of 9.5 hours of driving yesterday.
Ugh, suck.
I hate driving.
And I want to say really one thing. Billboards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you get a billboard, I know you all have driven through Chicago. If you get a billboard,
yes.
You need one per every 3 miles, apparently, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
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 I've seen the Brian Urlacher, Balding, Restore
one.
Oh,
yeah. Like we saw like 80 of those when we were down there.
Fun fact, that's what if my dad's listening
He's
now.
He's making tons of money.
That's what my dad's doing to get his hair, done, is that exact program.
Oh.
So it works. See, that's the proven.
Well, Mr. Shady's dad, I hope it works for you.
I know it works because I've seen it.
We need billboards, is what I'm saying.
Anybody
want to paint us naked, put us up on a
You're
billboard?
Hilarious.
No? Okay.
Like naked riding a unicorn.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal.
Sort of like a tandem bike type situation.
It'd be great, like different shades of white.
That'd be amazing.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of us is pastier.
I don't know. I don't know. We're sort of like the amazing human gradient of paleness.
It's actually between you and Shady.
Between who's the pale?
We can find out right now. Show me your wrist.
Let me look. All right, Aaron won.
I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child. You're my middle. That's hilarious.
I'm the stuffing in this Oreo.
So I'm super excited tonight. And Lori Schultz, she also texted me. Krista, it's happening tomorrow, the 2-hour 20th season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Bum, bum.
Woo! You know I'm excited about this.
20 seasons.
Yeah. And then, of course, then Law & Order Hate Crimes is going to be coming out, too.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of the show.
I know, man.
Die Hard.
I used to watch it when Christopher Maloney was on it, and I miss him.
I loved
him. He was the heart of that show, and it just wasn't... I mean, Mariska Hargitay is good.
Oh, she is the show.
But it's just not the same without Christopher Maloney, man.
He was hot, though. He was just easy on the eyes.
He's hilarious.
Do you know why he's not on the show?
No.
It's because of a negotiation contract.
Well,
I was like, really, dude? So now it's starting to get hot in here. But I was like, you had such a great thing. But it happens all the time.
Because you were talking about Christopher Maloney.
You know the guy from Criminal Minds? You know who was Hodge?
I was going to say. I don't watch some Law & Order, but I watch some good old Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Hodge, he was the lead actor on that. He actually got fired because he had an anger problem. Yeah. And they didn't want to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is that crazy?
Yeah,
it's
crazy. What's going on with the show? See, I just missed the X-Files.
Or there's the X-Files.
But no one got fired. It was great.
No one ever got fired.
No.
I used to be called that chick all the time. I'm like, I don't look anything
Scully.
Like her. Yes. It's because she got red hair.
Yeah.
People just assume if you have red hair, then you look like every other redhead chick.
Oh my God. Why is Julianne Moore in our studio today?
I know. See, I've heard that before too.
And Hayley
Amy
Williams.
Adams,
why is,
I've heard.
Why is Hayley Williams in our studio?
I've heard the girl from B-52s. I'm like, really, dude? She's 90. And that was when I was 20.
Aw.
There you go.
I know, right? Thanks. Hey, we got a great show for you. Get ready. We're going to get you hooked up with WWE Live. Also, reality check with my girl, Tracy Anderson. Super excited. Also, Shady's going to let us know what's going on locally with the 3-2-1 and so much more.
It's cold.
That's it.
That's what's happening right now. That's all I got. It's cold.
Put your pleather jacket back on.
My feet are cold in these sandals. Tell you what.
Are you wearing sandals?
Yep.
I'm wearing sandals.
There we go.
But with a heel.
Toes, Aaron?
Sheltered.
Aaron, toes?
Painted?
Boots. No, they're not painted right now.
Oh, they're not painted today.
Me and Aaron were talking about toes earlier this week.
Oh, God, there we
Shrimpin'.
All right, get ready. Siri's on the way.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Yes, indeed. It's time for some Tough Love with Siri. Each and every day, we offer this brilliant woman in your life. If you don't have a bratty lady like her, well, now you do.
Now you do. And absolutely, you can hit her up at 321-0931 if you have any questions for her, or text us at 30734. Of course, our Snapchat is jams931. Always the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, and make sure you sign up online at madtownjams.com. Lots of cool stuff happening.
We're all over the place.
Exactly. You can get signed up to be the next diva for a day. Look as gorgeous as Krista, thanks to Rock and Glam Salon, TNT Coffee and Cafe, and the Thirsty Goat. Or sign up to win some stuff for Shady's Fantasy Pick'em.
Love it. All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Nadine Siri. So this other lady at my work got a promotion instead of me. I feel like I deserve it more. Can I do anything about that?
Oh, wow. Look who's feeling a little jelly right now.
Jelly?
Maybe she's just better than you. Did you ever think of that? Okay, let's say for a second that you deserved it more. What even can you do? What are you doing to sabotage her? She got a promotion, and like it or not, that's a good get for her, and you don't get to undermine it just because you're all jelly. I think this is what we call pulling a Victoria Justice. She's spending her days watching Ariana having the career she could have had. So sit down and put that jelly back in your belly.
Sit down and put that jelly back in your belly.
It's good advice, man.
I've never heard that before, by the way.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man. Don't be jelly.
Don't be jelly, man.
That's what I say to everyone every single day. I'm like, oh my God, Aaron, you're so cool. I'm like, don't be jelly.
Put it back in your belly.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun.
What are you going to do?
Got a question over Facebook here from Vince. Says, Siri, I'm failing my Calculus 2 class right now, and I'm not sure what to do. Do you have any advice for me?
Siri, let's hear.
What did you expect by asking that question? Here, I'm not your mommy, and I'm not helping you with your homework. What do you want me to make you some hot cocoa too? How about you grow some academic balls and deal with it? I know it's hard, but there are plenty of things you can do to get help. You know all those people that sit around you? I'm willing to bet one of them is some freakish math genius who will help you. Your professor has office hours, and then there is the most important thing you can do. Just sit in front every day and pretend to take notes. If you look like you're trying, then odds or the professor will feel sorry for you and give you a Deanna Mercedes is just as good.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Fake it till you make it, man.
It's important.
That's how I got through college.
I was going to say, there are a lot of people that are good at faking it.
I can never tell.
All right, we have a text here from Claire, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, my sister is preggers again with her 7th kid. Oh, God bless you. They can barely take care of the ones that they have, so why are they having another? It makes no sense to me.
Jesus, I want to vomit after seeing just one child. I can't imagine squeezing 7 of the little slimy things out of my body. What is your sister trying to become the next Octo Mom? Because if she is, let me tell you how it ends. She will get the show and continue popping out these puppies until she has a full litter. Then she will waste her money on a cheap facelift and end up looking like a 40 years old lizard. Then her show will be canceled and she will end up shooting a porn flick just to stay relevant. Well, if that's what she wants, then I say go for it and keep on popping out the kids like ping pong balls.
So sad what happened to Octomom.
What happened to Octomom? Where'd she go?
She did porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you fall off. You get right back on. Got a question off.
I wonder how many kids she's had since then.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Instagram here from Caroline says, Siri, I've decided to move cities next year and I don't know where to move to. Where do you think is a good place to live?
Why? What's wrong with living here? Just leave already and let the rest of us enjoy medicine. Fine, okay. I guess I understand your temptation. Not a day goes by where I don't want to tell these people to get and go do something else. But if you have to pick somewhere to live, then it's important to pick the right city. Everyone young wants to move to Chicago, New York, or the Bay Area. But I'm assuming you don't want to spend 7 figures a month on a studio apartment. So it's got to be a less popular city. Basically, as long as you don't move to Phoenix, I'm happy. And yes, I am dissing Phoenix. It's a testament to man's hubris. Hey, let's build a city on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
I love Phoenix.
It's very hot and very smoggy there.
I was born in Scottsdale.
Oh, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. Beautiful there. By the way, Nadia Suleiman, again, Octomom, she was in a movie called 666, The Devil's Child.
Perfect.
Well, which one of her kids is the devil's child? She's had 14.
Oh my gosh.
I just looked it up.
Oh my gosh.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's ever so popular here in Madtown because going out in the single life is a hard thing to do. And of course, dating is a part of that field, Shady, as you know.
Absolutely. It's hard to get into that dating world and it's really hard to score a second date because for some reason, the first dates just never go the way that you plan. They just don't. That's why we're here for Will, who went on a date with Stacy. What's going on, Will?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Will. We're good, honey.
So
yeah.
It says you went on a date here with Stacy, and you guys went to Lucky's, hang out with some friends.
Yeah, so we met because she actually saw me at one of my rugby games. I play on the intramural rugby team.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
And I think she was, you know, maybe kind of impressed, like the uniform. And we went out and got some drinks. And there were some friends around, you know, and just hanging out at Lucky's. And we were drinking a lot, but we were having a good time. And so there's one point where she went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they started playing What's New Pussycat.
What's New Pussycat? Yeah.
Yeah. I know, right?
Okay.
So we thought it was so funny, and me and all my rugby friends started singing along, and you know, like just like chugging our beers, and it was a great time. And she like walked out and just like immediately left. I saw her like have this look on her face of like total disgust, and then just like bolted for the door.
Huh.
Wow, that's weird.
So was your conversation though throughout, you know, just having a fun time and, you know, hanging out with your friends and partying, did you have good conversation?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was just like I felt like we had like good communication, like good vibes. I felt like there's good connection there. Just sort of all in a second felt like we went out the door.
You had your uniform on, I assume?
Oh, yeah. I have a polo.
Yeah, of course. Ladies love a guy in uniform.
Yes, we do. Well, all right. So you're basically saying she just left and that was it?
That's it.
Oh.
How long has it been since that incident at the bar without texts or calls or anything like that? Like a couple days, a couple weeks?
It's been like a week and a half.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, so Will, if you're ready, we're going to give Stacy a call and figure out what happened.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Stacy?
Hi, this is she.
Oh, hi, honey. This is Krista, actually, and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're giving you a call.
Just calling you to ask, Stacy, I need to know, does your mom have it going on?
That's so dumb, Shady.
I know. I just had to get it out of the way. No, we're calling you because you went on a date with a lovely dude named Will from the intramural rugby team over at UW. And you guys went to Lucky's to hang out with him and his friends. Had a few beers. Yes, girl, you're on Second Date Update. Why did you ghost our good friend Will? What's going on?
Oh my gosh, why is this happening? I went out with Will.
Yeah.
He's nice, you know, he's a nice guy, but I saw like this side of him that I'm assuming only comes out when he's very comfortable. And with his friends, they were drinking a lot, like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how to emphasize
like
that.
Like rugby
anymore.
Drinkers, like a lot, you know, it's just it's one of those things.
How about just being in college?
Yeah. Or that, you know.
Exactly. But, and they got up like to do karaoke and it was like 8 of them and they were sloppy and falling over and laughing and like drooling. I don't know. It was just like, I'm not really on that page anymore, you know, and I don't want to be around that.
So do you go to the school too?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were older than him. That's why this is not really your lifestyle.
So basically he was, you just want a guy that doesn't make doesn't make an ass out of himself when he's drunk.
I mean, yeah.
That's not too much to ask for.
Aww.
Especially if you're on a date. You know, if you're on a date, you don't really want to.
Yeah, you don't.
Be singing, what was it?
Pussycat?
Pussycat Dolls, or What's New Pussycat?
Yes.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Stacey, if you listen to our show, you know Will's been listening the entire time. So, Will, seriously, did you just get hammered and forget that you are on a date?
No. What?
No.
I was not that drunk. There's no way.
I don't even think he remembers.
Well,
what? No. I was just, you know, normal drunk. Haven't you been drunk before?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
She is so not impressed by you right now, Will. I'm sorry.
I mean, Will, did you think maybe, hey, I'm on a date with this girl and I left her at the bar alone to go sing with my buddies and be all sloppy and drunk? Like, you got to kind of... I like to call it situational awareness. You know what I mean? Like, where are you? What are you doing?
Ooh, that's good, Shady.
You know, how much are you drinking? Are you aware of how much you're drinking?
Yes.
Are you aware of your surroundings while you're drinking?
I got to write this down.
Come on, Will. It's being an adult. I mean, I know we're in college, but if you're on a date, you're on a date.
Yeah.
But like, she was drinking too. Like,
But was she belligerently singing What's New Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Was it really he was so bad at karaoke you couldn't take it
was
anymore?
That it? Was it terrible singing?
I mean, you can be honest.
I wish that was it.
Well, Shady, what do you think?
I have an idea for you guys. Okay, Will and Stacey, how about you guys go on a date without alcohol involved and see if you guys can hit it off that way? Like maybe a study date, watch some Netflix on one of these cold fall days coming up. What do you think? And like leave the alcohol out of it for one date and see how you guys like each other.
I'd be totally game for that.
He's game.
What do you think, Stacey?
I mean,
give sober Will a chance.
Sober Will.
Sure. Yeah.
Yay! Look at that. That's so nice.